Welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of 10 Chair Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, what's the word, man?
Oh, yes. Feeling good, my man, because we've got a jam-packed hour of goodies on tap. You might need a scorecard to keep up with all the movement this week, with a handful of new entries making a debut this week, a recent new music feature of the week making it into the top 10, and could we be looking at another new number one before it's all said and done, bass?
We most definitely can, man, with brand new entries this week from Ryan LaValette, Kurt Elling, and Charlie Parker, Alfredo Rodriguez, and trumpeter Eddie Henderson, the good doctor, making his way back. Some serious movement going on in the top five. So just like last week, this week we have a brand new number one. Who shall it be? Let's go ahead and get into this thing for the week ending October 13th. Of 2023. Well, I tell you what, family, I've witnessed many things in my life, most good, some bad. I'm sure you have as well. Now, there is an opportunity for us to witness greatness on the bandstand through a jazz legend, trumpeter Eddie Henderson. This is the man who burst on the scene with fellow NEA jazz master and pianist Herbie Hancock in his outer space band Mawadishi. Probably the closest trumpeter to the sound of that of Miles Davis. He stood the test of time, 27 albums as a leader, and has appeared on countless others with music royalty. I'm talking Kenny Barron, Gary Bartz, Norman Connors, and plenty of others out there. Well, for this, his brand new release for Smoke Sessions Records, he's backed by the Big Chief, Donald Duck Harrison on sax, George Cables on piano, Lenny White on drums, and Gerald Cannon on bass. A true masterpiece has been unveiled, 82 years young and still writing his story. His latest album is titled Witness to History. It's Dr. Eddie Henderson debuting in the number 10 spot this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
masterclass indeed. Witness to history, his latest on Smoke Sessions, man. That brother blows so pure. This is Eddie Henderson doing his debut here in the number 10 position here on the Cool Jazz Countdown, The Roo.
All right, thanks, Bass. Well, we've got a new entry sliding into the number 9 slot. An album that was recently spotlighted as a new music feature of the week. Super Blue, initially a long-distance collaboration between Grammy-winning vocalist Kurt Elling and hybrid guitarist Charlie Hunter. Well, they emerged from the pandemic lockdown to become one of this era's must-see touring bands. They released an album based on this most unique concept in 2021. It was recorded almost entirely remotely during the pandemic. And now Elling and Hunter reunite with drummer Corey Fonville and bassist keyboardist DJ Harrison, picking up where their 2021 Grammy-nominated project left off, delivering original tunes with seriously funky reworkings of songs by the likes of Joni Mitchell, Ornette Coleman, and Don Was. This time, though, Super Blue benefits from the energy of being together and touring the world, literally, and that's the difference we hear from a chemistry standpoint in this new project. It's Kirk Elling and Charlie Hunter, Super Blue, with their latest effort, The Iridescent Spree. You'll find it on Edition Records, debuting in the number 9 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
I need your love.
And there you have it, the latest from Super Blue, led by Kurt Elling and Charlie Hunter. Album's titled The Iridescent Spree. You'll find it on Edition Records, making its debut in the number 9 spot here on The Countdown. Bass?
Yeah, you caught that one for sure. Well, family, stay connected with the Cool Jazz Countdown throughout the week. We invite you to follow us via social media on Facebook and Instagram at Cool Jazz Countdown. Links to reviews, the playlists, videos, photos, and a whole lot more. Slide into the DMs and let us know which station you're listening to us on around the country and the world. Well, this next entry debuted just last week. It comes from a saxophonist who was nominated just last year for the Soul Cafe Radio Indie Soul Awards. Saxophonist D. Lucas. He's been on the scene for nearly 20 years now as a leader. For his latest album, he set no boundaries for the genres explored. It's a cross between funk, pop, rock, R&B, and jazz. A couple of special guests joined him on here, and I was happy to see a name that I haven't seen in quite some time, that of Blair Bryant. Add to that list 4-time number one Billboard flautist Reagan Whiteside, vocalist Selena Albright, and guitarist David P. Stevens. With his 10th album as a leader, here is sax man D. Lucas with No Boundaries, holding steady in the number 8 spot this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown. We'll be right back. overall really nice project, man. I mean, the brother has something for any mood that you are in. The album is called No Boundaries on ODL Music. It is Saxman D. Lucas holding steady in the 8th spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
All right, thanks, Brother Bass. Well, some people see the number 13 and quickly proceed in the opposite direction. Some view it as an unlucky number with negative connotations attached. I mean, when was the last time you were in a hotel or office building with a 13th floor? Well, in the case of saxophonist Huge Groove, he sees the number 13 as a spiritual number, one that is often associated with change and rebirth. His latest album is his, you guessed it, 13th recording as a leader. And despite the title, Mr. Groove says he was anything but in his comfort zone writing this album. Huge says, in fact, he needed to get out of his comfort zone, which meant writing songs in different keys than what he's used to and coming up with different melodies and chord structures. Huge took some time away from touring to focus on taking care of his mind, body, and spirit. He feels that he's now onto a new chapter, not only musically, but spiritually. The latest here from saxophonist Huge Groove is called Comfort Zone. It's on the Shonicky label and in the number 7 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. latest here from saxophonist Huge Groove. It's his 13th album as a leader. It's a lucky one for him. Shaunakee Records is where you'll find his latest, called Comfort Zone, coming in at number 7 this week here on our survey. Bass?
Thank you, my brother. Well, my sister from another mister is back with one heck of an album. Vocalist Mesa has been at this music game for over 30 years now. From her humble beginnings of backing up Stevie Wonder to going across the pond to be a lead vocalist for the jazz funk sensation known as Incognito. With her busy touring schedule, she's always found some time in between to work on her own music. This latest release is on her own label, Blue Velvet, and it's everything you've been missing. A 19-track double CD. That's right. More than your money's worth, as Mesa blesses us with a few duets. One with vocalist and producer Chris Walker, then the brother who I always call Donny Hathaway reincarnated, keyboardist and vocalist Frank McComb, who also co-wrote an up-tempo groove for the album. One thing for sure, her vocals are strong throughout this release. Here is Mesa with Music for Your Soul. It's in the number 6 position this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thinking someday, someday, one day, one day, someday, someday, one day, one day. Time is wasted. Oh,
sis, sounding real good. Music for your soul on Blue Velvet Records. Mesa holding steady in the number 6 position right here on our survey. Well, family, we still have 5 more to go, and the new music does not stop. We still have 2 new entries coming your way this week. Alfredo Rodriguez coming up, Ryan Levette, and we unveiled the brand new number 1. Who will it be? You'll know in just about 30 minutes. Stick and stay. The Cool Jazz Countdown returns after this.